The Senate runoff in Georgia. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. And incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican candidate Herschel Walker are making their final pitch to voters.
Right here on the ground ahead of this runoff, it is turning out to be looking like it's going to be a very, very tight race, just like the general. No clear favorites in the most recent polling here, as both campaigns are desperately trying to get out the vote. So Senator Warnock just wrapped up an event with the AFL-CIO, the Union Association, as he holds a narrow 4-point lead over Walker in a recent AARP Georgia survey. More than a million Georgians, David, have already voted early, and now it is all about turnout.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Meanwhile, Democrats are now pressuring the Biden administration to start fixing the current border crisis, as migrant crossing numbers don't show any sign of slowing down.
The flow of migrants here is uninterrupted. There is no control at the border. The people on the other side of the border are calling the shots. Yesterday afternoon, a group of some 250 showed up here in Eagle Pass, Texas. Lately, they've been from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. They showed up. They turned themselves over to border agents to be processed. In Terrell County, Texas, deputies say smugglers cloned a Customs and Border Protection truck in an attempt to pass unnoticed without being stopped. It didn't work.
Fox's Mike Tobin. And in their round of 16 matchup, the United States lose to the Netherlands 3-1 at the World Cup in Qatar.
Gets the cross in. Free header!
John Strong with the call on Fox. Meanwhile, the Christmas tree at the Vatican is being unveiled at the annual lighting ceremony in St. Peter's Square. The tree is an almost 100-foot-tall white fir. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Quarterback Deshaun Watson returns to the NFL after facing sexual assault allegations.
For the first time since he signed a $230 million contract following a trade from Houston to Cleveland in March, quarterback Deshaun Watson will play his first game for the Browns Sunday. He missed his team's first 11 games this season, suspended by the NFL, found by league definition to have committed sexual assault. While Watson was not criminally charged, two grand juries in Texas voted not to indict. The 27-year-old settled civil suits with 23 women, who were among 25 represented by attorney Tony Busby in claims of sexual misconduct and sexual assault. Busby told The Athletic he and around 10 of the accusers will attend Sunday's game at NRG Stadium in Houston.
Fox's Jared Max. And Dolly Parton makes a jump to another genre.
If I'm going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm going to have to earn it.
Dolly Parton is really proud of her latest project. The country icon shared that her upcoming rock album may be her best yet, and she's crediting her husband of 56 years, Carl Dean, for inspiring her. She performed one of the songs at her rock and roll induction ceremony, which airs on HBO Max. The fact that she was nominated to be in the Rock Hall was the other part of the inspiration. Parton says the album will arrive next year.
Fox's Michelle Polino. And a treasured piece of music is heading home.
A musical manuscript handwritten by the great Ludwig von Beethoven. The fourth movement of the string quartet in B-flat major, Opus 130, has spent the last 80 years inside the Moravian Museum in the Czech city of Brno. It was stolen from the wealthy family who owned it by the invading Nazis during the Second World War. The museum's curator says the composition is one of the most precious items in our collection and that it will be going on display one more time before they give it back to its rightful owners.
Fox is Karen McHugh. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.